all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire, five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll take you to the office of Chief Cody in Fire Department Headquarters, where Tim Collins, rookie fireman, has just reported for assignment to duty. Tim has been on a special assignment, and now he has an important question to ask Chief Cody. But before we hear that question, here's the answer to another question, one that you may have been asking. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Fire Department Headquarters, right to the office of Chief Bob Cody himself. Just a moment ago, you remember, Tim Collins, rookie fireman, saluted his commanding officer. And then he said,
Private Collins reporting for assignment to duty, Chief.
At ease, Collins. Well, boy, you've done a fine job at Northside School.
Oh, not I, sir. It's the firefighters' brigade that's doing a great job. Why, those boys and girls know our business as well as I know it myself.
Well, don't forget that experience counts, too. I don't think we're ready to turn the department over to the kids yet.
Oh, no, sir, but... Well, some of those kids ought to be turned over to the department when they get a little older.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll get some mighty fine recruits from the firefighters' brigade a few years from now. But, about yourself, Collins.
Sir?
When you finished your probationary training, you were assigned to Hook and Ladder 3-1s.
Well, yes, sir. That's what I asked for, because that's where my dad got his start years ago.
Mm-hmm. And from 3-1's company, he climbed right through the department to this office.
Yes, sir.
This was your father's own desk when he was chief.
I know, Chief Cody.
But he made the grade because he knew firefighting better than any other man in the department. Huh.
Chief Cody, I'd like to make an unusual request.
Yes, a request?
Well, I hate to leave old 3-1's, but... Well, I'd sort of like to follow in Dad's footsteps. I want all the experience I can get.
And I sort of expected you would.
Sir?
I expected you'd want to follow your father's way to the top. That's why I've already transferred you to an engine company, son.
What?
You're to report to Greenspan.
Well, that's Lieutenant Greenspan, Engine Company 209?
209. Our big new 1,000-gallon pumper, Collins. Report immediately and give a good account of yourself.
Well, Collins, there she is. The newest engine in the department.
Oh, she's a beauty, Lieutenant Greenspan.
Gonagall! Gonagall's our driver.
Coming, Lieutenant.
Gonagall gets us to the scene of the fire, and then he stands by the pumps to give us water at the pressure we need.
Hey, who's been mocking up my engine with his big paws?
What's that? Fingerprints? Where?
There, right on the edge of my fender.
I don't see it. You, Collins?
Well, now that Gonagall mentions it, if you stand so the light falls from an angle, you can see a kind of a smooch.
Come inspection time, the lieutenant would see it all right and eat my head off. Yeah, that does it. Ah, she's bright as a mirror.
Collins, as I was telling you, Gonagall is as fussy about this engine as a hen with only one chick.
Well, when a man puts in his whole shift trying to keep his equipment looking the way it ought to...
Meaning it ought to look better than it came out of the shop. Ah, Collins, don't mind his growling. 209 is the best driver in the department.
Who's this? The new man they're going to send us?
That's right. I want you to show him where to store his gear.
Hey, this is the guy they call Hooksy Collins. Hey, you're a truckman off a Hook and Ladder. What are you doing hanging around my engine?
He's an engine man now, Gonagall. Show him the ropes, will you? I'm going back to my report.
Hey, is that straight, Collins? You're joining 209?
Well, you heard what the man said, Gonagall.
It takes more than a transfer to teach a Hook and Ladder man how a pumper works. You know your water pressure table?
Like a book. Want to give me a test?
Don't worry, I will, as soon as we have time. Where's your helmet and turnout coat? stowed them right here.
Oh, and my boots?
In the same compartment. And don't forget where you left them.
Oh, now, Garnagle, truckmen know their way around, too, you know.
Oh, yeah? Let's see you give me a size up on 209 here.
Well, she's a beauty. 1,000-gallon capacity, that means she can deliver 1,000 gallons of water a minute.
Yep. And what's that good for, if you know your pressure table?
1,000 gallons, that's enough to feed 4 streams of hose at a pressure of 160 pounds. Am I right?
Right, my left foot. What about the deck pipe? 4 lines of hose and the deck pipe, fella.
Oh, sure, the deck pipe. Yeah, there it is, that nozzle up on top of the apparatus. Say, you know something, Garnagle?
I know plenty, but trust a man off a hook and ladder to know it all. What's wrong with my engine?
Oh, hey, now, pulling your horns. All I was going to say was that deck pipe up there shining like silver and, well, the whole engine gleaming like a piece of jewelry or something.
Yeah?
Garnagle, I've seen plenty of fire apparatus, but I never saw any that was better cared for than engine 209.
Are you kidding?
Oh, what do you think?
Well, you want your equipment to look the way she ought to. You got to keep after it. Of course, some fellas don't know enough to...
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, gosh, I got so interested, I leaned my hand right on your fender, Garnagle.
Oh, that's all right, Hooksy.
Yeah, but I made a big smear with my hand. Oh, how do you like that?
Think nothing of it, Hooksy. Nothing at all. Just a little rub with this rag, see? Yeah, comes off slick as a whistle. Don't give it another thought, old-timer.
Everett and Freeman. That's way uptown, Garnagle, huh?
Not for us. Not except on a 4th alarm. We're 4th due for 212.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look in here, Hooksy.
Oh, in the hose bed?
Yeah.
Ah, carries plenty of hose, doesn't she?
1,500 feet you're looking at right now.
Uh-huh. 2.5 inch, huh? And some odd sizes, too.
And mind you, and 3 types of extinguishers and more kinds of nozzles than you ever saw before.
How are you making it, Collins?
Oh, I'm learning a lot, sir.
How about it, Garnagle? Think Collins is going to fit in?
Well, now, Lieutenant Greenspan, I've been thinking. Of course, Hooksy here, he's young and all that, but we're going to need a relief driver someday.
Oh, you mean to spell you in your job, huh?
Well, somebody that's been trained right, you know what I mean?
If I know what you mean, it would have to be somebody you trained yourself.
Sure. And why wouldn't it be Hooksy?
Well, I'll be doggone. Collins, what have you done to my driver here?
Sir? To Garnagle, sir?
Why, I've seen the day when he'd eat a rookie for lunch and ask for more.
Hey, now, Lieutenant.
It's a fact. Garnagle's the best driver in the department and also the hardest man to get along with. And here he wants to take you under his wing.
Oh, now, Lieutenant, you don't want to go in.
Well, it beats me. It beats me. All right, Garnagle, if you want to train Collins here as your relief, I...
Sush, out of my way.
Grab your gear, Collins.
Yes, sir.
You ride in the cab with Garnagle and me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Come on, you man. Take your station.
Drive in here, Hooksy. Make way for the officer.
All clear behind.
All clear, Lieutenant.
All clear, Garnagle. Let's roll.
Pine and Arch, that's the waterfront, Hooksy. Maybe it's the docks again. You know, that's tough work getting at a fire under those docks.
Yeah. You should complain, Garnagle. All the water in the world. Just drop your suction pipe in and let her pump.
Well, the docks, that calls for the cellar pipe, doesn't it, Lieutenant?
Well, if we're lucky, that's all we need. Just chop a hole in the dock, drop the cellar pipe through, and let her go.
Sure, Hooksy. They stand around while I drown a fire for them. Me and 209, and they call themselves firemen.
All right, pipe down now. Pipe down. We're coming to the box.
That man, sir, he's pointing.
Which way? Where's the fire?
Oh, it's the docks, all right. There it is. There's smoke billowing out from underneath.
Hydrant right ahead, sir.
Never mind the hydrant, Garnagle. Take me as close to fire as you can.
Well, the edge of the cement pier is all, Lieutenant, but no farther. This engine weighs 9 tons.
Ah, that wooden surface out there is rotten. You're right. We'd crash through.
You man back there, give me 5 lengths of hose.
This is the edge of the cement pier as far as we dare go.
Get that suction pipe overboard. Give me pressure to reach that spot where you see the smoke.
Yes, sir. Come on, Hooks. You lend a hand.
Right. Ready with that hose. Walk your line out along the dock.
Stand clear of my suction pipe. Keep your big feet off of my pipe.
All right, there she goes.
Ready with water, Lieutenant.
Collins, break out that cellar pipe.
Yes,
hook and ladder. You with the axe.
Hurry up.
Get out there fast. Give me a hole in that dock. I want a hole for the cellar pipe.
Right
away. You'll serve as pipe man, Collins. Have a handle a cellar pipe?
Yes, sir, in training school.
Let's hold that pipe and let's go.
Right.
If this fire has just started, we can knock it down before it spreads. But if it's eating its way into that timber, you'll need everything they ever taught you.
Yes, sir.
Because dock fires can be bad. And I mean bad.
So Tim Collins, rookie fireman on his first day with Engine Company 209, is going to see action. As the lieutenant says, a dock fire can be bad because heavy timber, often soaked with oil, can conceal fire from view. And the engineman's task is to trace it to its source, even if that source is deep down where the light of day never penetrates. For Tim Collins' hunt for the source of the dock fire, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you want to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all members of the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with your special assignment. Attention, Firefighters Brigade. You are to inspect your home for common fire hazards. Especially look for piles of papers, rags, and other materials that burn readily. Remember, for the safety of your family and the protection of your home, each of you must see that papers and other combustible materials are stored with care and disposed of at regular intervals. That is all. Goodbye for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.